You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two different parts, in which the second part is a shamanic ritual, in which you are very much invited to share in the energy and the experience. And all the things we do in this show and in all the work we do is always focused on making your shift in your attention. Because what you give attention comes to life. And in general, no matter what we do, a big part of our attention is caught up within our inner monologue, within our inner pictures, our dreams, our wishes. All this, what we call inner experiences. And when you get into an inner experience, when you get into that with your attention, you will start to look from that inner experience. For instance, when you experience fear or anger, and you get into that feeling and into these thoughts, you will start experiencing life from that angle. And in that way, you create your version of the reality. And all these thoughts, all these, let's call it inner monologue, this whole thing is geared around, well, keeping everything exactly as it is. What you hear on the inside is your programming, what you've got out of your youth, out of your education. It's program. And as long as you keep giving attention to what you tell yourself, your reality will stay the way it is. Because it affirms that way of looking all the time. And by you getting into these thoughts, you give them value, you make them real for you. Because in the end, everything is just a thought, and well, we make them real for us. And I think everybody has that experience. The only thing is we have very little control over this mechanism. And I think the first step you should take if you want to develop yourself is to learn how to deal with your attention and mainly with your inner monologue, because it defines your reality all the time. And as long as you define it in the same way all the time, you will experience your life in the same fashion all the time. So what we try to do in the show, and as a matter of fact in all the trainings we do, is to give you tools and to give you an energetic impulse in order to shift your attention away from the things that, well, all the time claim your attention and pull it into the wide open space that you actually are. Because if you would pay attention right now, you could clearly see that, well, you exist whether you have thoughts or not, whether you have inner experience or not, you exist. I think this is this big spiritual being, you know. It's just your existence as such. And all other things arise within this state of being, and then when we get into them, we give them reality. So this whole process that we offer is mainly focused on getting your attention out of the things that captured your attention. And then you don't have to do anything to be spiritual or open or whatever. No. When you're not caught up in something, you are that openness. It's not something which is far away. We are just occupied with something else. So all the things we do is mainly focused on getting your attention out of the things that you do. That's also what you see in ritual. In ritual, you always try to do something which is totally out of the content or out of the context that you yourself are involved with in that moment. For instance, if you look at Muslim culture, they pray five times a day. Well, you go and pray whether you're into a business meeting, you're having an argument with your wife or whatever. Which means five times a day you break your habitual programs and you focus on something entirely different. Well, I think that's very healthy. And not so much, you know, that you either Allah or whatever, that's not so important. What's important is that you break the pattern, which is the pattern in which you are caught up all the time. Because these patterns, well, they define your life. And once you're caught up, once you're angry, everybody is annoying. So I think it's very healthy to have a couple of times a day that you withdraw yourself from your involvement in the world and in emotions and feelings, etc. You just let go of them. You have a moment of retreat. So you can sort of reset yourself and look at it, at your life situation, from a wider angle, from a less attached angle. And the less attached you are, the more open and the more free the choices are that you make. Because your attachment is always attachment to that what we know, that what we tell ourselves. It's always geared to keeping the situation one way or the other as it is, your position as it is. Well, in general, that's very limiting. Because, as I said many times before, you know, if you think your neighbor is an annoying man and his wife loves him, it says not so much about your neighbor, it says something about you and something about his wife. And so the less you are caught up within your own thought structure, your own belief systems, the more open you can experience how it actually is, instead of how you think it is or how you think it should be. Because, well, we all know that life will not adjust to our opinion about it. So I think it's much better that you learn to adjust your opinion to, well, how life is. And the less opinion you have about it, the less conflict you will have. Conflict has always to do with, well, there is something and you oppose it. So the energy of that something has something to bang into, being you. So if you don't take that position, things are the way they are, but there's no opposition from you. And then it can dissolve much easier. I had this thought last week. We had a film crew here, and they're filming all my programs in a very beautiful way. We were sitting outside filming, and it was there was a very strong wind. And I just noticed that, you know, the only way you can tell there is wind at all is because you see that it runs into objects, either you, trees, houses, whatever. Then you can experience wind. If there is no object, you cannot register the wind as such. See, you need an object in order to experience this. And that's also how it is in life. If you make yourself an object, you will experience the wind. Or the storm, or the emotions, or the, well, that what you oppose. And I think the less you oppose to things, the more happy you are, the more open you are, the more free you are. Because all our opposing is always based in our, how would I say, basic assumption how life is. That's your programming. It's what Papa Mama told you. It's what you learn in school, and, you know, it's your youth programming. And everything we tell ourselves is, well, just telling you the same thing all over again. Life is such and such, I am such and such, it should be like this and this and that. It's all from the same point of view. And I think if you want more space and more freedom in your life, the first thing you should do is, well, and all traditions agree on that, stop the inner monologue. Because when you stop the inner monologue, you could say you stop the world. Because your world is completely defined by your mind. So stop giving attention to mind and give attention to something else. And you will see that the same world for you will get another meaning. Totally different meaning. Totally different experience. Not because you're so special, no, because you're not involved in your own way of looking. And I think all serious traditions focus completely on that. That you just withdraw your attention from the things that will define your attention, that define your reality. And the more free your attention is, well, the more free you are. And the less things can, how would I say, affect you in a negative way. When you're attached to the idea that you're a big guy, tra-la-la-la-la, you might be offended by somebody, or you know somebody. As soon as something in life is challenging your assumptions about life, your view on life, you You get this whole mechanism of unhappiness, discontentment, opposition, resentment, anger, sadness. Just call the whole thing, the whole scala of, well, general negative human emotion. And I think that has to do with that life is not acting according to how we think it should be, how our parents told us it should be. And all life long you try to make life fit within this structure that you've been told. And of course that's not going to work. So I think the conflicts come at the moment that your definition of life is not, how would I say, congruent. It's not in line with how life is. So, as I said, I think all serious traditions learn you only one thing, and it's to withdraw your attention from your definitions. And the less definition you have, well, the more free you are. And that's exactly the idea about this show, the ritual I'm going to perform in a minute. But also for all our trainings. All our trainings are geared around this idea. And everything I teach you in this form of trainings is different techniques to let go of your inner involvement. Not to create more inner involvement. I think that's the point with the whole New Age thing. They just discover more and more and more on the inside, so you're involved more and more and more and more. And as soon as you experience something special, you have an opinion about it, and you read about it, and then what you read, you take for your opinion, etc., etc. And that's not helpful. So what we try to do is just give you the experience. Try not to think about it. Because the development, in developing yourself, it's not in mind. You do not have to understand it. And what's more, our way of understanding is limiting your the process itself. I think the process itself is letting go of your definitions. Not getting more definitions. Not getting more beautiful ideas about life and how reality is. No, I think the value is in trying to getting yourself in a position in which you have a direct experience of that. Not a nice theory about it. And that's what you see a lot, I must say, in New Age circles. That, well, you know, they open one door and then they start totally getting into the fantasies, philosophies, everything. Just more attachment. It doesn't make you more happy, doesn't make you more open. No, it just gives you more of the same thing, in my opinion. Yeah. Because I think the main problem with us is our attachment to what we think and what we imagine, feel, dream, you know. So I think the task is to let go of that and not to make more interesting dreams, more interesting thoughts, because it all gives you the feeling that you're more important. And well, that's not helpful. Yeah. So that's what it's all, in my opinion, all about, and what we aim for in these sessions and in these shows. And it's a very simple thing. As I many times say to people, well, you know, instead of giving attention to your thoughts, just try to feel that your feet are standing on the ground. That's also now. It's up to you to give attention to your thoughts or to your feet. I know from experience, if you don't give attention to your feet, you will be lost in your mind. Because every few instants there's a thought, a dream, whatever, something coming up. And before you realize it, you're gone again into a dream, into a thought train, whatever. So either you give attention to your feet, to just the feeling that your feet are standing on the ground, which keeps your attention in the here and now, because your feet are just here and now. They're not imagination. You don't have to make up for it. You don't have to be special, or you need special skills or techniques, or you have to be special. No, everybody got feet. And they're standing on the floor right now. You just have to give them attention. And the funny thing is, if you see when people want to learn it, they want to learn everything except that, because we want to learn interesting things, fancy things, things we read about in all these beautiful books about these very spiritual people that can do all these special things. But that just gives you more of the same. Because as long as you keep in this, you stay in this train, whatever you develop will be very limited, because that's the nature of the train. So I think in that sense you don't have to develop all these things, you just have to let go of all these things. And in my experience, you find yourself back in a very wide open space in which you do not have to know everything. You will see that things will go in their own course, and in general a much better course than you can think out for yourself. So I think these are all sort of preconditions to get more in touch with trust. I think trust is the key in life. And if I look in the Western world, I see one thing that's missing, and that's trust. And that's why we so eagerly try to control our lives and our emotions and everything that happens to you. But that won't work, as you know. You cannot control lives. You cannot control your health or your living, dying, everything. You cannot control that, you know that. And I think we put so much effort in trying to keep this picture of ourselves and life afloat that it consumes all our energy. And it defines our reality completely. I think that's a pity. Because you cannot control it. And by doing it, you will feel very frustrated and unhappy. I don't think everyone fancies that. So that's sort of the idea behind this whole thing we try to present, and also in the trainings we do. So everything you learn in the trainings we give, it's all focused on letting go of what you're entangled in and learning you how to listen. And I mean listen in the sense of learning to feel in a much more finer way. And because I think something like, for instance, psychic healing, shamanic journeying, etc., etc., you know, it doesn't have so much value in itself. I think the value of it is that you start paying attention to impressions which you never gave attention. That's what exactly what I mean, this whole talk. You give attention to the same things all day long. Of course your reality is always the same. So you learn people these things not because it's so very spiritual or whatever. No, it helps you in noticing different layers within reality. As I said, it's a very simple way. In this moment, thought is there, but your feet are also there. You know, if you will see that if you give attention to one, you set a certain course in your attention. If you give attention to something else, you set a different course. And I strongly advise you to give core, to shape your attention in a way that your course is leading towards being less attached to things, because you will be more happy. Because life will not adjust to your wishes, your whims, your dreams, your fantasies. No, not to mine either. And that's the whole thing with creating, you know, creating your own reality, I think. The funny thing is, we don't have a clue what's good for us. We know what's pleasant for us. We know what we like. And what we experience as positive and what we experience as negative. It doesn't mean it's positive or negative. No, that's programming. That's the stuff Papa Mama told you. It's the stuff you worked out on that base. But that's not always what's good for you. Yeah? And I think I told that before. It's a silly little story from it's a traditional story that you have this village and there's this father living with his son. And one day the son goes out and he breaks his leg and he has to take care of his father. So all the people in the village go, oh, what a bad luck, because now he can't take care of you and you have so much bad luck. And the father just says, well, I don't know. And the next morning the army comes past the village and they take all young men except for his son, and he broke his leg. So you don't know what's good for you. You have thoughts about it, you have fantasies about it, wishes, but in fact, you also know that you really don't have a clue. So I think, you know, trying to create your own reality, I think in the most beneficial way, that means letting go of all your ideas about how your life should be. Not trying to create that, because that will only create friction within you. So the more you can let go, I think, the more you are happy. The more grip you get on your life. That's the funny thing. In this way, you get grip by letting go. And what we in general try is letting go, trying to let go by getting more grip. Well, that's not going to work, I can tell you that. Just look in your own life, you can clearly see that that's not working. In nobody's life that's working. Because you cannot shape life in that way. Life does not depend on our whims. And I think, well, in the end, that's a good thing. Although not always pleasant for us. Because we all, if we think about trust and you're getting your life in order, we always dream about a bigger reality, about more money, a nicer car, everything will go according to, well, our dreams, as a matter of fact. Well, just let go of that, my friend, because that's not helpful. Life is not responding to your dream in that sense. You only put yourself in a position that you only can look at life from that angle, and that's very limited. Because there will be many things. If I look to the left, I can't see what's on the right. So the less I can, or the more I can keep my view open, the more opportunity I see. And when I look to the left and I can't see to the right, it doesn't mean there's no opportunity, it just means I can't see it. So that's what we try to do. And it's also what I'm going to do in the ritual, try to pull you loose from the attachment you're into. And you do not have to do anything at all for that. Just sit down, lay down, close your eyes. And just let the ritual take you to this peaceful place within yourself. All right. I hope you're here again next week. And have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.